And welcome back this Saturday, February 21st, as we continue with Grace and Peace. We still continue on the first chapter of Ephesians, and today we are reading verses 13 through 14. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. You know, when I read these texts, the first thing that pops out at me are the first part of verse 13, which talks about the word of truth. Very often, scripture is referred to as the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. When we talk about the gospel of salvation, of course, we are talking about the story of Christ. And when we read scripture, it is meant to reveal truth and life and hope. Now, of course, many times, and you may have heard through media or other various resources, you know, many people tend to pull one or two verses out of scripture and reinterpret it and use it as a weapon against something negative. That's not how scripture is meant to be used. However, it doesn't keep people from using it that way. What I hope you know, though, is that scripture is meant to be read in context. It is meant to be read as a whole and not just one or two pieces here and there. Because very often, it can be misconstrued and misunderstood if it's not understood the context in which it was written. And so I think what Paul is reminding us here is that we do have the word of truth and the gospel of salvation, but we also have been sealed with the promise of the Holy Spirit. Again, going back to what we've been talking about the last couple of days in remembering our baptismal identity and how we are inheritors of God's kingdom. And that is only made possible through the work of Christ. So when we receive, when we acknowledge that, and we know that we are God's own people, then we too can trust the word of truth and the gospel of salvation. And trusting scripture is not an easy thing to do. It can be a challenging thing, but what we hope happens, and part of what we hope happens in baptism and through prayer, is that you are given hope by that. Scripture is designed to uplift us and to continue to fulfill us, so that when the time comes, when difficult times arise, when things become challenging, there is no question that you can overcome it, because the word of truth and the gospel of salvation will help you to see God first and be able to surpass anything that stands as an obstacle in your life. That's what it means to be filled by grace and mercy. Let us pray. Breathe your truth in our faltering hearts, O God, that we may know that we always belong to you first. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.